Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Happy trails!
I'm a good friend and neighbor. This is Phil Nee, and I hope you have a great day. Happy trails. Put your ear flaps down and enjoy the day. We put our records away. We're going to bring in some guests and have some community conversation on the morning show next hour right here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, where news this hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green, enhancing the relationships with those you love. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The next several hours will be critical in Southern California. The Santa Ana winds are kicking up again, and the humidity is very low. ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee has more on which areas are the diciest.
The biggest area that we're extreme risk for today until 3 p.m., that's that PDS, particularly dangerous situation, red flag warning, goes through the San Fernando Valley. It's over toward Ventura, along the 101, the 405.
The winds are expected to die down and the humidity is expected to pick up beginning tomorrow. A deep freeze settling into the Midwest. Wind chills well below zero in Chicago, Minneapolis, and Milwaukee. President Biden delivers a farewell address from the Oval Office this evening. More of President-elect Trump's cabinet picks will also be before Senate committees today ahead of confirmation votes. The U.S. Supreme Court will take up the issue of online porn. The arguments this morning over a Texas law requiring proof of age before accessing certain sites. This is ABC News. Winter can make it tough to stay active. Bitterly cold temperatures, slippery conditions, and limited daylight hours can be discouraging. But doctors say it's important you want to exercise all year long. ABC's Perry Russum with a few tips.
Find some floor space to do strength training like push-ups, lunges, and crunches. Online workout videos can help guide you in activities like stretching, dancing, and aerobics. If you don't mind the cold, playing in the snow can be a great workout too. Just make sure you take some safety precautions like checking the weather report, surveying for black ice, and wearing layers, including gloves and a hat that cover your ears.
Body mass index would no longer be the sole indicator of obesity under a proposal from global experts. The group recommends combining your BMI with other metrics like waist circumference and health problems. And the FDA wants more information on packaged food. It's proposing a second nutritional label with amounts of saturated fat, sodium, and added sugars at a glance. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning, this is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Our hours through Valentine's Day will be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 10 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 3. All garnet jewelry is on sale. Save 20% on your January birthstones. Also, a great gem color for a Valentine's gift for your sweetheart at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 11 Monday through Sunday with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Call ahead at 649-7469 for carryout from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
A high in the low 20s today with southwest winds at 8 to 17. Tonight, steady temperatures in the lower to middle 20s with a dusting to a half inch of snow possible. A few breaks of sunshine Thursday and a high of 34. Friday near 40 with spotty light rain and snow showers possible. Saturday's high 20. Sunday a high of 3.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to our morning show today from WRCO Radio. Tis the season to start looking ahead at 2005 and the many great events that we're going to be having and hosting here in Richland Center and surrounding areas. Joining us today, community players of Southwest Wisconsin. In the studio, Andrew Sharp, Jennifer Seide, Dave Tim, and Cameron Cormican as we get ready for 2025. Andrew, it was certainly a great year last year, I think, for the organization, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. We had a lot of fun, which is the main thing from our point of view, but we did the Music Man, which was very successful, and we had a lot of fun with it. And I'm trying to think if did we do any other shows last year? You know, memory goes so quickly, but it was a good year and a lot of fun, and we had a lot of people involved and a lot of kids, which again is one of our focuses. Not so much this year, but most years.
Most years. Oh, yeah. The Music Man was just so wonderful, you know? And, I mean, that had to be kind of the crown jewel of the ones you've done recently, hasn't it been?
Yeah, well, I would like to think so. We had good people. You know, Aaron Starks insisted on having a live orchestra, which I think really added to the whole thing. And Logan Willis directed it. And even though it was a lot of work, I think that... that aspect of it paid off. I'm hoping that people enjoyed that show, and now we've got Music Man under our belt. So
I'm always amazed at the talent. I mean, each and every one, but I'm sitting there watching that thinking, I'm not sure that traveling Broadway organization would be as good, you know. Shay Schmidt Willis, you know, just kind of floating across the stage and floating vocally and everything. It was just amazing.
Well, thank you. I had a lot of fun with that show.
Yeah.
As I always do.
So I know that you're looking ahead. Do you take requests? Is that how you come upon what you're going to do the next year then?
Well, what happened, we have a meeting in October and November where we decide what we want to do for the next year. Now, it doesn't always come true, mind you. We plan and we hope that we're going to do X, Y, and Z. So there was the year that Dave was going to do Shrek, and he kept saying, can you call up and get the rights? Would you call up and get the rights, et cetera, because you got to get the rights ahead of time. And I finally called for the rights, and they said no, because they had a traveling company going around. They didn't want to cut into their business, so they won't give you the rights while this traveling company is going around. So we couldn't do Shrek. So instead, we did Elf. And so when we talk about what we're going to do this year, we're definitely going to do Escanaba in the Moonlight, because I've already got the rights for that. There's no question there. And that's going to be in March. But then Dave is hoping to do Little Shop of Horrors. Or Dave, I'm sorry.
Cameron is
hoping to do Little Shop of Horrors. And then in the fall, Sarah Hunt is wanting to direct Pride and Prejudice. So this wasn't really planned, but in thinking about it, we're going to be doing a comedy in the spring. We're going to be doing a musical, because Little Shop of Horrors is a musical, in the summer. And then we're going to do a straight play in the fall. Pride and Prejudice is a straight play. So
it reminds me of Gene Burkett always had the logic of thinking, you know, we'll do the musical, then we'll do the more traditional and things like that, kind of alternate a little bit.
Right, yeah. And that was just kind of accidental, but I think it'll be a nice spectrum of shows for people to come to see.
You have to raise money because, as you mentioned, the rights, they do run into a lot of money, don't they?
Yes. The rights for a musical right now is $4,500 to $5,500, so they're not cheap. Escanaba in the Moonlight was cheaper. It was $750 once all was said and done. But it's not like you're paying $10 and you can do this show. So we have to raise money. And we're planning on raising money this year by doing another trivia event conducted by Dave Timm. So.
Let's bring Dave on. That's part of the reason we're here today, is you bring on some trivia. The second annual was the first one successful last year, Dave.
Oh, yeah. It was interesting. We had scheduled it. It was actually 2 years ago that we did it, because I don't think we did it last winter.
Okay. The years go by
so
fast.
It's biannual, but we're hoping to make it an annual event. But I think we had 19 teams that showed up, and it was surprising because it was the roads were bad. We were really worried that we weren't going to have many people, and it was a success. We had raised a lot of money. We had a lot of fun that night, and looking forward to it again.
I mean, you can just do a brat stand, but this is thinking outside the box a little bit, and it kind of ties in with your whole organization, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. Yep. And you know, we include and incorporate some other things. I believe somebody's organizing a silent auction that we're going to have at the same time. Yay!
I think I kind of am.
So I'll let her talk about. I'll let her talk about that part of it. But we did that the last time too. So there's going to be a 50-50 raffle.
Yeah, I'm doing that too. I think, or I'm helping anyway.
A lot of the people were surprised the last time we did it, and we're going to do this again. We're just general when you come in. You'll get tickets, and there's just general door prizes, so a lot of fun associated with the trivia itself.
Now, this is real trivia. Do people leave their phones and devices at the door?
It is whatever you got in your noggin is where the answers come from, yeah. So no devices are allowed. I'm from the original when WRCO started doing Triviathon, and of course I went to UW Stevens Point, and they had that big trivia event every year that lasted days and days, and that was a lot of fun. But you know, with the development of the computer access and stuff, I just prefer to have it where you know it or you don't know it, and you develop, you know, you put together a team that has kind of hopefully an array of topics that they are proficient in, and that's where the answers come from.
Because when we ask him on the radio now, like for Triviathon, we have to be really vague.
Yes.
in the questions. Your writing in the questions a little bit easier for this community players event, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. Yep. Yeah, you try to keep it so that there's a chance that you can come up with the answer. And of course, I try to develop questions where it sounds obvious, and maybe you'll put the obvious answer, but it's not. So you got to listen carefully to how it's worded. So, well, I have a lot of fun with it.
That kind of thing is awesome because you try to get your dream team established. Then, you know, somebody that's in movies and music and into sports, and you've got somebody that's got that area. You got a pretty good chance.
I will say that, yeah, and I tell everybody that, like, I've had people calling me, you know, inquiring about it and so forth. And I said, when you put your team together, and the teams are, you can have up to six people. So, yeah, you want to have that, the different kind of interests that people have and knowledge base that people have. But I also say it would be wise to have different age groups as well, because some of the questions are, you know, current things, or, you know, if you've got a high schooler that's studying this stuff right now or that listens to the music right now, sometimes if you have some of the older people on your team, you might miss out on some of those. So
yeah, any technology questions or things like that, you might want the younger person
exactly
there to
yep
help out. So
yeah, I've already recruited Stella Woodhouse to be on my team. So
you have a ringer.
Yeah, she's
14.
She's 13. She just turned 13.
Yeah. So yeah, she would be a good one to be on the team, though, yeah, I think. Mm. Absolutely. What's the date of the event, Dave?
It is a week and a half away. It's the 25th. So that's Saturday night at the Phoenix Center. This year they've donated their banquet hall for us for our event, which is really great. And we're going to encourage people to, you know, order food and order drinks and so forth. But that's a nice venue to have it.
Absolutely. You can play trivia and eat snacks all night. That sounds like a good plan to me, really.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Jennifer, can you tell us about the silent auction and how that's going?
Well, as far as it goes so far, we're still looking for items. We're still looking for donations for that. So if you want to donate, hit us up. excuse me, joking here.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be coming up, and you're looking for, you know, community businesses and whatnot, Andrew, to possibly get involved in that if they can.
Right, and Jenny and I will be going around and asking people if they have something that they would care to donate that we can put out there. It would really help a lot, and a lot of times maybe it's easier to do a donation of things rather than money. So, you know, a free haircut, something like that. Watch Phil Nee do the Those Were the Days show, and you can sit there and be his guest.
There you go. That sounds like a good plan. Maybe we can do that.
Right.
He's pitching for a donation on the air here.
Right. And then it turns out to be the night where you had to tape it, and you show up, and there's nobody there.
That could be, yeah. Well, hopefully that doesn't happen. I think Dave Tim already cashed in on the haircut. But that's awesome. Are you going to have any trivia from past shows or anything like that, Dave?
No. I try to come up with new material each time. And so just, you know, for the people that are thinking about it, you know, if you have questions, certainly you can contact us. We've got flyers going out and so forth. But the format is kind of similar to the old format that WRCO used to do, where there's a category and I think I originally told Andrew 10 categories, 10 questions each. But I've kind of tweaked it. So I got 12 categories, 9 questions each. And I go category by category. So I do, you know, like if it's going to be science, and then 9 questions. And then we'll take a break, we'll tally up the totals, and then we will go to the next category. So that's how it works.
That's a good way to do it. In the past, I've had it both ways, where like maybe the first question is math, second question is sports,
right,
or whatever.
I remember that.
But this way, like if it's geography, I could go take a nap during that time and get ready for something else, something where I can really contribute to the team. Mm-hmm. So
well, and Dave makes it fun because he does things like you can buy X number. We're going to do that where you can buy.
Yeah.
Free answers.
Yeah.
So when it comes around to sports, for me, you get to buy X number of
10 free stickers.
Ten free stickers, $10. 10 free answers. And so the sports thing would just be filled up with stickers. And, yeah.
So you automatically get to have a mulligan, so to speak, on those.
Ten of them.
Right.
Up to 10.
Right.
That's
so
good.
So you should score at least 10 points. Yeah.
Is it a point per question then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Sure.
And then I've got a tiebreaker thing in case, like, the first time we did it, two teams tied for first, so I had to have a tiebreaker question where it's a number, and then whichever team gets closest would end up a winner.
Right.
So,
yeah, right.
That's awesome. Well, we'll talk more about the trivia night coming up. Again, it's on the 25th, a little bit later on. But we want to talk about the first show for the year on the season.
Right, yeah. The first show is going to be Escanaba in the Moonlight. And I don't know if people are familiar with that. It's about deer hunting in the UP there. So and it was written by Jeff Daniels. Now Jeff Daniels is famous mainly for Dumb and Dumber, which he did with Jim Carrey. But he's, you know, a serious actor thespian. He's got his own acting company in Michigan, state of Michigan. And he wrote this play, Escanaba in the Moonlight, about deer hunting. And they're youpers up in Escanaba, up in the UP. And the oldest one, Ruben, has never bagged a buck. And so this is his year that he's going to bag a buck, by God. And it's the father and his brother and the crazy friend. And it's about deer hunting. Now, you know, aliens enter into it and things like that, and Leinen Kugels and stuff like that. So, but you can tell, at least we could tell, that whoever wrote this, one, knows about deer hunting, knows about the UP. I mean, there's enough references that you can tell somebody that knew about this wrote this. So,
are you excited about the show, Cameron?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've watched a few clips of it online, and it's nothing like uber serious or anything like that, but it just looks hilarious and delightful and very Midwest.
Have you got a part picked out you'd like to have?
No, not really. I'm going into this one pretty open-minded, which is kind of unlike me, but...
You've been a part of lots of productions. How many at Community Players?
God, I've never added up Community Players. I know that as of this last winter, that was in my life 43rd play.
That's pretty impressive. Do you ever have dreams where you're in a play and you can't remember which one it was?
No, I've never had where I blank on the lines, but I have had the dreams of I'm going on stage in my normal street clothes. Because my dream self just didn't know that costumes are needed.
Yeah, all actors have dreams about being in predicaments on stage. So that's the actor's nightmare is, being out there.
I've done that. Normally I'm on the wings, and they're like, okay, you're up next. And I'm like, but what are we doing?
Right.
I mean, I think I could fake my way through whatever it was. But.
Right. Well, I remember having one dream where it was complicated, but I was desperately searching for the script. If I could only get my hands on the script, I could refresh what my lines were. Nobody had a script. Nobody in the whole place had a script. So it was a frustration dream.
Anyway. Hopefully that never becomes a reality.
Hopefully not. Yeah, my noggin is still good at remembering lines, so I hope it stays that way.
What are the production dates for Escanaba in the Moonlight?
Escanaba in the Moonlight is going to be, I think it's the 13th, 14th, and 15th of March, and we're going to be doing it in the City Auditorium, which is going to be our venue both for Escanaba and the Moonlight and for Pride and Prejudice. We're hoping to do Little Shop of Horrors out at the high school, but I've got to talk to the high school to confirm that, and we're still working on that. Now, tryouts for Escanaba and the Moonlight are coming right up on January 21st and 22nd. They're also going to be at the City Auditorium at 6:30. And the show, there's five men and one woman. No, Yeah, there's five men and one woman. Now, the woman's part is a very, very small part, unfortunately. she comes in at the very end. But I'm going to need men of various ages. There's the father, and then there's the two sons who are supposed to be in their 30s. There's the family friend who can be any age and who has been played in the past by Glenn Dunn. He's done this show before. And then there is the DNR warden that shows up and who can also be of any age. So yeah.
It's a hilarious show, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a hilarious show. It's very silly, and it's very physical humor. It's very kind of slapsticky with the stuff they do. You know, there's fart jokes, and it's just a silly, you know, it's deer hunting.
Exactly.
So that's the sort of thing that you would expect.
I've seen the film, and I've also seen it on stage. I think the stage production is better than the film.
Well, you know, and of course, I think that stage productions are always better, but I agree with you. I think the stage production is tighter. And the father starts out by talking and interacting with the audience. So he's interacting with the audience as you go through, which you can't really have with the film because the audience isn't going to talk back
True.
To you. So
yeah, with the film, I thought it was just hilarious for the first half, and then it gets, I don't think it's as funny. I mean, it kind of, at the end, it's...
Right. Yeah. Right. It kind of loses its steam.
Drags a little bit. Yeah. But But the play,
well,
I don't think, does.
Yeah. The thing with the film, not to go into film criticisms, is they build every scene up so much that it's all these shots of them building up him running through the woods or so on and so forth. And I'm kind of watching it going, we'll get to it, get to it, get to it. So that's a problem, hopefully, that we will avoid with the show. But I've just got to say, you know, it's the magic of theater, too, to have real people in front of you actually acting the show out is much more engaging than a movie. To interact with the characters a little bit is much more engaging than a movie. And then to have an audience there watching it with you and reacting, instead of just your wife and your son sitting next to you and watching this, there's hopefully like 100 people there. It's a much different experience and a much better experience, to my mind.
Well, you have to have a language coach, Cameron, to talk the to Youper or not?
I've already got a guy coming down from the UP who is going to be giving us lessons every night, and
From what I heard, costuming is going to be pretty easy. It's just flannel.
Yeah. Flannel.
I haven't seen it, but I think I got a pretty good, pretty easy shot there. So
The toughest one's going to be the DNR agents, but I'll call up Mike Nice or something.
Yeah, we'll just get something.
See if I can borrow something.
He's retired. He's probably got some stuff in the closet.
Yeah, he's got right. He's got to have one hanging around somewhere.
Jennifer, are you going to try out for the woman's part?
I don't know. I've never seen it. I know that's bad. I don't know. It should be fun. I mean, I like being more outgoing, like crazy characters, because that's how I am. So I guess I'll have to watch it and see. And, you know.
Well, it's she's a Native American, so Jennifer would have
I don't know if I can play that.
Right, her blonde hair.
Blonde hair, you know, I don't know.
Right.
So.
Yeah. She's showing up to gut a buck. So I don't know.
I have gutted a buck before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I used to hunt a lot.
You have a background, do you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. You don't judge me because I got nails and hair and lashes. I've gutted a few bucks in my time.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I don't know if it's impressive, but it's Wisconsin.
How many productions have you been a part of with movie players?
That is a good question. Let's see, Lion, the Witch and Wardrobe, Heidi, Elf, and Music Man. So only four. I have only done four. I started, my daughter was wanting to be in the Lion, the Witch and Wardrobe. Mr. Andrew Sharp here sent out an email saying, can anyone help with costumes? And I'm like, yeah, sure, I can help. about 40 costumes later that I made. I helped.
She made. Herself.
I made them, yes.
Yeah.
So
that was impressive, too.
I've never been so. Yeah, we needed some kind of costume. We needed 15 of something. I can't remember what it was or even what show it was. And she goes,
elves.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she said, well, okay, I'll have those by tomorrow. Oh, yeah. She says, they're easy to sew, blah, blah, blah. So, wow. She's just been a gift.
I was going to say, somebody that can act and sew at the same time.
I don't know if I can act, but well, I've been in a couple of productions. I got kind of thrown in after.
Dave Cass. Well, I guess, no, Heidi was the first one.
Heidi, yes. I was the fruit vendor. And Cam and I just kind of ad-libbed the whole thing, and it was so fun. Yeah. And we were just shooting insults at each other. And
she was born to be on stage.
Oh, yes,
I'm
she
loud.
Was.
I'm loud. It's the, you know.
Yeah, in my opinion.
What's your favorite role, Ben?
Jennifer? I've only had three, so I was Mrs. Shin in the music band. That was probably my biggest role. I was so I really like that. I like when I get to be humorous because that's the kind of individual I am. I can be serious, but why be? So probably Mrs. Shin. I did really like when Heidi, because I didn't have to memorize any lines. I just like was my own self and cracking jokes and doing stuff and throwing insults over at Cameron. I was the fruit vendor, he was the fish vendor. And so we just kind of had our own little thing going, and it was
a
lot
German
of fun.
Accent.
With accents, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
It got to the point where I couldn't speak without kind of having a little, because I was just doing it all the time because it was fun. So
once that acting bug bites you, though,
it's hard to get rid of it. It's such a thing because it's a family. You know, they always say a family of actors. It is. It is so true. I have never experienced that before. I didn't believe it until I was actually in it. And these are people that, you know, even this room, all the people, everyone we meet for new productions. I love getting new people in because they're new family. They're new friends. They're new people that I can count on, and they can count on me. So it's a lot of fun, and you have these characters, and you can really share your life with them. You can, you know, they're there for you. You can call them up and be like, hey, I need this. You want to come help? And I'm like, yes. So, or, you know, you got to do a little coaxing, but normally. So it really is a family of theater, you know, and it's been a wonderful experience.
It's always bittersweet when the production comes to an end, isn't it?
It's so sad because you're happy it's over because it's been work. But then you're like, oh, I don't get to see these people every day for like 5 hours a day. And they're just gone. And you know, they're not, but it is. It's sad. It's bittersweet.
Yeah.
And we've had tears, you know, even my son. My son is now 11. My daughter's 17. And they're both in it with me. And actually, I'm both in it with them. My daughter's the one who started with it. And it is. We've had tears. We've had a lot of tears just when a production's over. I know when Elf with Dave Timm, who directed, was over, it was over. There was a lot of tears. So just missing people and you know, just the fun of it all. Having somewhere to go every night.
Yeah, people you don't normally hang out with altogether, right?
Right. No, Andrew and I don't go have coffee.
You don't socially?
He never asks me. I would. Plus, Andrew, I'd go have coffee. You know.
Plus, I find that when the show's over, for about a week after that, I get this intense guilty feeling when it hits around 6 o'clock, and I'm like, I'm supposed to be at rehearsal. I'm supposed to be at rehearsal.
Yep.
I'm being lazy. God, what am I doing?
Absolutely.
You're on the board, Cameron, too. And
yeah.
Why do you think it's important for Richland Center in the Southwest Wisconsin area to have a community players?
Well, I like the fact that it's cultural. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't have museums mm-hmm. or, you know,
well, we do, but not yeah.
Well, right, and you know, and it's a chance to let people, like everybody's been saying. I mean, we've got a lot of talent in this community, and it, you know, anybody who has talent, you like to show it off,
mm-hmm.
and you can only, like in my case, I can only sit there and randomly belt out Stars from Les Mis just in a group of people only
Which he will often. Yeah,
right, right. Not now. Not
no,
now.
No, no. Okay. Do it now. Please. We've all heard it a million times. Right.
Really?
Right. He'll just start saying, I'll be like, Cameron,
yep.
stop.
Yep. Nope. Yep. We have a mute button here.
Yeah, so. Wonderful. Not that he's not good. It's just, you know.
Sure. But you're saying that people actually get it, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, being able to show off that talent and, you know, and be like truly appreciated, you know, like Andrew and I in this past winter, we were in Christmas Carol in Viroqua, and just seeing the delight on people's faces when they come out after the show, that they thoroughly enjoyed themselves, that they had a wonderful time, and to know that you're giving that to these people. It's just, it's a beautiful feeling, really.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't realize you guys were. So how are shows received in Viroqua? Pretty good following?
Well, they've got a smaller theater there. Peter Daniels has got like that seats 130 people. So we sold out every night. And I think that there's more kind of theater groups there. Community Players here is the only one. I think that there's more smaller theater groups there, but you know, it was very well received. We had a great time. Dave came to see us, which was nice of him.
We were
sold out. So.
They were sold out. I couldn't get tickets.
Yeah,
those Christmas productions are fun, and of course, who can remember? You know, who can forget you as Santa Claus in Elf, right?
Yeah,
the role you were born to play, maybe. Right?
Oh, that was fun, especially with. You know, the after show. To me, the after show with the audience meeting, I don't all the time go out because a lot of times I sweat a lot. So, you know, and I just want to get out of my costume and everything. But, you know, on certain shows I will. And Elf was one of those. And the cutest thing of all is that I had it happen 3 times while we did Elf that kids thought I was Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. I had actual 3 times little kids on my lap telling me what they wanted for Christmas.
Oh, that's awesome.
And did you come through?
I'd have to ask their parents.
That's awesome. Makes it all worthwhile, though, moments like that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You bet. Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin, our guests. I think Dave Tim might even throw a few sample trivia questions at us. We'll talk about that trivia night more when we come back with the morning show.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. It's just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Family Prescription Center. Where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
Hi. My name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Juliet State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Petco Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at PetcoLoveLost.org.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Our morning show today focuses on community players of Southwest Wisconsin. Having a good time in the studio with Cameron, Dave, Jennifer, and Andrew. And we're going to go back to Dave Tim here as we get a few more details about your version of trivia coming up.
Right. I just want to make sure that, anybody who thinks they might be interested, come on out. It's really a fun night, regardless of whether you finish in first or 19th place. But it's really easy to do. There's no pre-registration or anything. Just show up that night, gather your people. You can have up to six people for your team. You don't have to have six. If you only have five friends or four friends, bring the four friends, it's $30 per team, and you just come up that night to register. So we're at the Phoenix Center. I think we said doors open for registration at 6:15. And then you can get settled in and you can order some food or whatever. And then the actual trivia event starts at 7. And I will that night give more details about it and so forth. But that's the details.
So no pre-registration, just show up that night.
Show up that night and you'll register at the door. Yep.
I can see why a couple of years ago you were like, I don't know if anybody's going to show
right.
up.
Right, we had no clue, and I was really worried. Like I said, the roads were really bad that night. I don't know if you remember that. But
no, I showed up. I was the first and only one there, basically, and we're kind of looking at each other going, geez. We got quite a turnout.
Oh, that's awesome. So then registration that night, it's a great, that's a real cheap night of entertainment, basically.
It is.
What do they win if they come out on first place?
So I got to talk to Andrew about this just to verify, but we're giving prizes out for first and second place teams. First place teams will get I ordered championship hats for them, and then I'm hoping that they can also get vouchers for upcoming show. Mm-hmm. And then second place will get vouchers for upcoming show.
Yeah, absolutely, we can do that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So Sounds like a good deal. And I know, Jennifer, you're working on the silent auction part of it. Anything
else
you want
to add? I'm trying to see if I can get through this without coughing again. We're just taking donations of anything. If you're a local business or if you just want to donate monetarily, you can do that. You can contact us through Community Players. I'm at the thrift shop all the time, Family Thrift Shop here in town. You can drop it off there. You can, you know, message me. You can call me. You can, you know, you can write it in the sky. You can, however you need to get a hold of me or Andrew or any of the Community Players, go ahead. And just anything, really. I mean, you know, it's just for fun. It could be a gift card. It could be a basket. It could be anything, you know, just kind of, well, not maybe not anything, but get baked goods, something. I know I have one of our people who are a part of our Community Players is donating plants. So they're aloe plants. So we've gotten a couple gift cards, stuff like that. So it's going to be an arrayment of different items. So it's going to be a mosh podge. And so you'll find something you like. So and that's the great part is you're donating to a wonderful cause to help us continue to entertain you while winning a cool prize.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So then you're accepting those things right up until the time on the
24th. Oh, yeah. You can give me something probably, you know, an hour before, and I'm taking it. So.
And I've had people asking me the same thing. So how do we get it to you? So any one of the members that you know that's involved, you can get it to them. Or if you're willing and or able, we're going to start setting up at about 5:30 that night, and you can just bring it that night.
Yeah, or if you can't make it to the fundraiser and you want to just help, you can hit one of us up, and if you want to give a monetary donation, that's also very welcome anytime.
So this is the main fundraiser for the year then, is that correct?
I think so.
Yeah.
Unless we decide to do something later. Obviously, our shows are fundraisers in a way. If we manage to put them on and get more people than what it costs to put on, which is the goal. So,
Dave, I know you brought some sample questions. Would you care to sample for us?
I can. So what I did is I originally, like I said, I had 10 questions per category, so I had to pull questions out. So these are the extras. And, you know, I was going to mention, too, a lot of the same categories every time we do this. So music is a category, you know. World geography, I know your favorite, is a category.
Pass.
Yeah.
Pass. Also pass.
Free sticker, right?
Yeah, free sticker.
Wisconsin. Well, this year it's going to be Wisconsin counties.
Oh.
Cool.
And so forth. So a lot of the same ones. Science, sports, you know, Andrew's favorite. So we'll get to all of those. But I'll start with what I think is a simple one, and if you want more, you can. How many counties border Richland County?
Wow.
That includes across the river.
Right off the top of my head, I'd say five.
I that's what I was going to say.
Five is correct.
Oh, woo! Good job, guys.
There you go.
Well, yeah.
I was going to phone
this
a friend.
Looks like a team right here.
Not me. Don't put me in there.
All right.
You can't phone a friend, though, can you?
No.
How about one of the categories is TV and movies?
Okay.
Which film won the Oscar for Best Picture in 1995?
Oscar for Best Picture. Was it Philadelphia?
No.
No?
I'd guess Titanic.
No, that was later.
Yeah.
That was 97, 98. I'm trying to think. Was it a Tom Hanks movie? It was.
Oh.
So
it wasn't Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Woohoo. Well, I was close. I didn't actually.
You were, yeah. We don't give half a point for anything like that.
I was just reading about Forrest Gump last night, and I didn't know the answer to that.
Oh, man. Well, that's just an example of the fun you can have on the
25th, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I think where you have the roundtable discussion about it.
Exactly.
You can kind of help one another out.
Quietly and secretly,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Pam and I were on the same team the last time around that we did this, and I can't remember what the question was, and we're arguing back and forth, and Cam said, I saw this last night on TV, and I went, all right, okay, I give in, we'll go with your answer, and he was right.
And I don't remember what the question was, but I remember there was also one question where I was correct by technicality, based on the wording of the question, even though it wasn't the intended answer. I don't even remember what it was, but
we have a lot
you
of those.
A technicality. Wow.
That's why, Dave, you have to be so careful in the wording,
exactly.
Don't you?
Yeah. I always worry about people coming at me like, "That's not right." I don't.
Yeah.
It's
Google
fun.
Says.
Well, mm-hmm. And of course, like Trivial Pursuit when it came out was full of mistakes.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was a whole Seinfeld episode about that with the bubble boy with the moops. Mm-hmm. You remember? He said the answer is moops.
Yeah.
You know, it's Mars, you idiot. It's Mars. It was a misprint on the card.
Oh. So,
I remember that.
Oh, that's a classic. And Cameron, if you had Doctor Who categories, you'd be happy with that.
Oh, too, yeah. I could probably write a 100-question trivia battery. On Doctor Who alone.
Don't let that scare you, though. I don't think, Dave, you haven't planned any Doctor Who.
No, Doctor Who. No. Okay.
Not this year.
Okay.
He's saving that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I keep offering, and he keeps saying no.
Okay. Are you dressed for the part for Escanaba in the Moonlight?
I didn't realize. I didn't even know they were doing Escanaba in the Moonlight, to be honest. So.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
We thought this was something that you wore. Just
this is me now that I'm fully retired. This is who I am now.
Got a little flannel on there. That is awesome. So that's so look for that. Have you ever done a March production before for Community Players, Andrew?
No, we haven't, and that's because, we were doing the campus show, and it's a lot of the same people, obviously, would show up for the shows and things like that. So I'd be directing the spring show at the campus, or Dave would, or whoever. And now that that's gone, I thought, well, I can direct one for Community Players.
So. Other than The Last Supper, I think we did that a few years in March, right around Easter time.
Right. Yeah. Because and the year of COVID, we just snuck that in front of COVID. And I mean, COVID really hit in like March, April, and Gene Burkett was saying, "Oh, should we cancel the show? Should we?" And I go, "No, absolutely not," because it was early on. I mean, the chances of spreading infection at that point were practically zero.
You did get it in under the wire that year.
We got it, under the wire, So. Like the week after that, everything started to get canceled, and I just. Neither here nor there, watching Naked and Afraid, and they show up. The guy is sitting there. He's been there for all these days, and they said, "Hey, we're going to have to fly you out of here because of COVID." And he's going, "What? Huh? What?"
Right.
Yeah.
Had no clue about it.
Right.
So three productions this year. That's
three productions.
Very adventurous.
Yeah. Well, we are planning ahead, and we had three people that were willing to direct. That's really the key. That's what you need. And Escanaba in the Moonlight, A Little Shop of Horrors, which Cam didn't get much of a chance to talk about here because we talk so much, and Pride and Prejudice in the fall. So
we'll give you some time about that. Little Shop, are you looking forward to it, Cameron?
Oh, absolutely. I've loved Little Shop of Horrors ever since I saw it in the original theater run in the movie run in 1986 when I was 10 years old.
Which I think that was a remake, though, too, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I think it was.
It's funny because originally, Roger Corman, the great B horror director, he got this challenge in 1960 that he couldn't make a movie for under $50,000 filmed in one day. And so. I don't know what movie he was working on at the time. I think it might have been Night of the Living Dead or something. But he ended up recycling a lot of the same sets and costumes and all that kind of stuff. And he ended up making The Little Shop of Horrors. This crazy movie about this plant that eats people.
So how does it translate on stage?
Oh, it's amazing. The trick is the plant. Because you're talking about, by the end, a plant, a puppet that's about 10 feet wide or 10 feet long or however you would say it, but it's still a puppet. And so Audrey 2, the plant, has to be two people, one to operate the puppet and one to do the voice. But as long as you can nail the puppet and you can nail the campy style of the show, it comes out really nice, especially with the songs, because the songs are all very, early 60s doo-wop, girl group, that kind of style. And, you know, I think everyone likes at least some of that kind of stuff. And between that, the humor, it's very universal, very easy to understand humor. Obviously, when you're talking about a plant that eats people, it's going to be a little on the darker side, a little bit.
When are tryouts for it then? Sometime in the summer?
Well, we haven't nailed that down. I would think, let's see, we'd be
probably mid-May.
Probably. Because we'll be doing the performances like end of July-ish.
Right.
Beginning of August, someplace in there. And you know, you want at least a couple of months of rehearsals for that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Is that a large cast?
No. What is it, 8, 10?
Oh.
It's Pride and Prejudice will be a large cast. There's a lot of people in it. You know, Escanaba in the Moonlight's only 5, and Little Shop of Horrors is only 8. Which we kind of regret, but you can't do huge show after. Yeah. I mean, Elf was a big show. Music Man was a big show. We kind of need a little rest as far as doing. I'm just not up right now for another big musical. Yeah. I need a little rest. Mm-hmm. So.
And Pride and Prejudice, who's directing that?
Is Sarah Hunt from Viroqua. We see her in Viroqua. She's here as well. She's an actress that has been in shows for us and in Viroqua, and she wants to do Pride and Prejudice, and more power to her. So.
And the production dates or the month will be?
That's going to be in October. And she has set the dates, and I can't remember exactly. Like October 20th, somewhere around in there is the plan for that.
Great.
She wants to do it prior to Halloween. So.
Well, it's a big year for community players.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
Yeah.
And we hope that people will come out and support. They can also just donate too, right, Dave?
Absolutely.
Take some donations, and I just think it's such a much-needed thing for our community and a great way for us to see, you know, kind of escape here in the community from time to time. So keep up the good work, you guys.
Appreciate it.
You
Thank
bet.
You. Thanks for having us
Thanks
on.
For having
yeah,
us.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Good to have you in here today. Andrew Sharp, Jennifer Seide, Dave Tim, Cameron Cormigan doing the update for the Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin and the Trivia Night. Don't miss it at the Phoenix Center on January 25th.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Now is the time to help our feathered friends outside this winter. We carry all types of bird seeds from 1 pound, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, up to 50 pounds. Plus we have suet cakes and many styles of bird feeders. So stop in at Richland Center and Muscadet to see these and many other great products we offer. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Several Senate confirmation hearings are happening today. The Judiciary Committee beginning its questioning right now of Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi. Later, the Foreign Affairs Committee will be questioning Marco Rubio, who's hoping to become the next Secretary of State. President Biden delivers a farewell address this evening from the Oval Office. Santa Ana winds are picking up in Southern California again. That's the highest level of red flag fire warning is also up for today for Los Angeles. They're closing in on a ceasefire deal.